Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We got an update on that controversy in the Francis Howell School District. The board approves a revised versions of the elective high school courses focusing on Black literature and history.
Now, this is after months of packed and heated meetings with parents, even bringing in signs about changing how Black history is taught. The Barb 2's Chris Frenier is live in O'Fallon with how this was all settled. Chris?
Well, John, good morning to both of you. This issue has been making headlines for a while now with many people closely watching the developments. The Francis Howell School Board taking final action last night at a meeting held here at the district headquarters just off Route K and Highway 40. We can show you a video of a past school board meeting where this issue was also in the spotlight. The controversy starting months ago when Francis Howell School Board members said they wanted to make changes to Black literature and history elective courses for high school students. Board members making the case that the courses contained social justice standards from the Southern Law Poverty Center. The concern was that the standards were attempts to teach students critical race theory. Our Post-Dispatch partners report that the board last night nearly rejected the Black literature course, but in the end, all of the curriculum was approved with some revisions. The Post reports that the Black history course underwent the most changes, with entire units being refocused and the curriculum being more sequential rather than more thematic as it was originally written. Some accused the board of whitewashing the courses by making changes to them, but one board member telling the Post that the courses now give a more accurate representation of history rather than a view of it through the lens of victim and oppressor. We understand that across Francis Howell's three high schools, 60 students enrolled this year in Black history, while 42 students signed up for Black literature. For now, live in O'Fallon, I'm Chris Frenier.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is 6:05 right now. Well, DePere police are investigating a man allegedly targeted a teenage girl at West County Center and took pictures of her skirt. The Power of Two's Max Deeknight sits down with the teen's mom, who says she wants to prevent this from happening to any other girls.
Do you know this man? DePere police say they're investigating after last month he was caught on camera at West County Center using his phone to take pictures up a teenage girl's skirt. That girl is Kelly's daughter.
And I noticed somebody was standing awfully close to us. And I kind of turned around and I looked, and there was a gentleman standing there. And then we were about to get off the escalator, about four or five steps left, and he had bent down, and so I turned around, and when I turned around, I noticed he had a phone that was face up on the escalator step with, like, the screen that, like, he was recording something.
The man immediately left the mall. Kelly says she was in shock. She wishes she'd have gotten his license plate. She says she contacted us because she doesn't want this to happen to someone else's daughter.
There was many other groups of girls there, you know, and I'm thinking, I wonder how many other girls he recorded that didn't know.
Kelly has a message.
You're a very sick individual. I hope, you know, this doesn't happen to anybody else because you really violated my daughter and, you know, these younger girls, like, you're just preying on them, and it's very unfortunate.
And anyone who thinks they may know who this man is encouraged to call DePere Police right away. That number is on your screen. You can also find it on our website. That's fox2now.com. Reporting in DePere, Max Deeknight, Fox 2 News.
Mizzou student Riley Strain disappeared 2 weeks ago today in Nashville, Tennessee. The 22-year-old was there with fraternity brothers, and they were at Luke Bryan's bar. He was kicked out of there and then later was spotted on surveillance video making his way through downtown Nashville. Over the weekend, his debit card was discovered along the banks of the Cumberland River. Other than that, there's been no trace of him. People have been searching nonstop. Volunteers are ramping up those efforts. Yesterday, for example, Cajun Navy volunteers headed out to West Nashville to search the ferry boat ramp for any sign of Riley.
In a Power of Two follow-up, the Major K squad of Greater St. Louis identifies a teenage shooting victim. They say 15-year-old Lawrence Clark was found dead in the 1500 block of Purdue Avenue. This is in Pagedale. Happening around 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Officials say 20 investigators are now working on this case.
A community in St. Francis County, they hope others will join them in supporting a fire survivor who has lost everything. Catherine Bryan, she lost her husband a few months ago and was caring for her son, had brain cancer. On Monday, her son, 40-year-old Jacob Bryan, died in the house fire. To help after this loss, the community started a GoFundMe to support her, and they are bringing her donations. And you can find a link to that. We offer that. It's a GoFundMe. It's on our website at fox2now.com.
Several firefighters and a homeowner were hurt when a house caught on fire. This was in Southwest Manchester. It happened around 1 yesterday afternoon in the 100,000 block of Treetop Trail Drive. Those hurt, they only had minor injuries. Big Ben Road shut down for a little bit. It's open now. That fire is under investigation.
St. Louis University, big announcement. President Fred Pistello says that he's going to step down in June of next year. He has led the Catholic University since 2014. During his tenure, SLU saw record enrollment despite the pandemic. SLU plans a nationwide search to find a replacement. Pistello plans to continue teaching and writing after he steps down.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announces more federal money, and this is to repair the old courthouse in downtown St. Louis. It's a part of the Gateway Arch National Park. $17 million from the Great American Outdoors Act will help to continue this restoration of the historic building. The work will restore the upper floors of the old courthouse, make it more accessible, modernize utilities, and improve the visitor experience. This old courthouse is where Dred and Harriet Scott and many others sued for their freedom.
The Power of Two, your local election headquarters, and St. Louis City Election Commissioner is going to be testing the voting equipment this morning. Law requires this systems check before every election, and this makes sure that everything's operating as it should on election day. The test is ahead of the municipal election on April 2nd.
All right, coming this May, the Twilight Thursday concert series is back at the Missouri History Museum. The season kicks off May 2nd with a tribute to Chaka Khan, led by Cherise Lewis Mason. On top of listening to music, visitors, you can also check out some local food trucks and explore the Missouri History Museum. They have a whole lot to offer that will stay open until 8 p.m. on those nights.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.